This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Coalition of 29 states and cities sued to block the Trump administration from easing restrictions on coal-burning power plants. Lawsuit led by New York's Attorney General Letitia James argued the EPA had no basis for weakening Obama-era regulation that set the first ever national limits on carbon dioxide pollution from power plants. Since 2008, women of color have grown by 18% in the general population and by 25 percentage points among registered voters. This is starting to show up at the ballot box. The 2018 election set new benchmarks for turnout in a midterm election, with a whopping 30 million more people voting than in 2014. For women of color, the increased turnout was even more stark, at 37%. For Latinas, it was 51%, and for Asian and Pacific Islander women, 48%. Two staff members who were guarding the jail unit where Jeffrey Epstein apparently killed himself fell asleep and failed to check on him for about 3 hours, then falsified records to cover up their mistake, according to several law enforcement and prison officials with knowledge of the matter. Cape Town, widely known as a tourist destination for its historical sites and natural beauty, has become one of the world's most dangerous cities. The police recorded more than 2,800 murders in 2018, and its homicide rate, about 66 killings per 100,000 people, is surpassed by only the most violent cities in Latin America, according to the Citizens Council for Public Safety and Criminal Justice, an NGO in Mexico. Today, more than 1 in 10 Americans, 34 million people, are living in rapidly heating regions, including New York City and Los Angeles. 71 counties have already hit the 2 degrees Celsius mark. Alaska is the fastest warming state in the country, but Rhode Island is the first state in the lower 48 whose average temperature rise has eclipsed 2 degrees Celsius. Other parts of the Northeast, New Jersey, Connecticut, Maine, and Massachusetts trail close behind. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100, United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.